Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. With your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly,
good
Maria
morning,
Wyatt.
And welcome, and thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in, or if you were just tuning in at random, well, hang around. We've got a great show again for you. This is your voice for wellness in the Imperial Valley and Mexicali Valleys and all those bouncy valleys that we live in.
As far as we can reach.
Yeah. We're reaching. See, can you see us? We're stretching right now. Okay, so thank you for joining us. 337-8874 is the phone number. Again, always, every week, we have really good shows. And if you want to find those shows after, I mean, like today, for example, because we got a really cool guest and a great topic, and that might get a tip-off. I'm going to make you keep listening and find out. But my point being is at the end of the show, you're like, oh, that was like the greatest show ever, and my tia needed to hear that show over in somewhere, and she was getting kids ready for school, and she didn't get the show. Well, now we have good news for you, because now if you go to KXO's website, KXO.com.
KXO Radio.com.
Yeah, Google KXO. It'll just take you right there. And look under Let's Talk About It, and look under the podcast. You can find our shows available on podcast. Edited by chief editor of shows, Mario, who's also the board guy. Up all, like probably 3 or 4 days, but sometimes a week after the show has been on the air. And so you can go back and say, hey, Thea, you know what? I just heard this really good show today. And it was cool. It was all about the stuff you're going through. And here's where you can find it. And you can just email them the link.
And it's only the English shows, unfortunately,
yes,
at this time.
Yes.
So.
Desfortunadamente.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work on getting the Spanish side together. But anyway, it's another resource, and you know what we're trying to do. It's not obvious, but what we're trying to do is kind of have this web of wellness, this mutual support system in Imperial County, that where people take care of each other and we treat each other as a community, and we bring all of our best learning and all of our the emerging science of wellness and you know, taking care of each other onto the air and share it with you, and it becomes part of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
In this community. We've been doing it for 6 years. So, Marie and I have. Yeah.
Wow. It's been a long time. But today we have one of those also. One of the agencies that provides a lot of services here in Imperial County. That's Imperial County Office of Education. And they have a great program that they
just
started.
Great program.
One of the, they have many great programs for today's show. Liliana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Liliana Siorda.
Georgia.
I got it. I got it in front of me. So unfair practice here. And what do you do for ICO? What do you do for the Office of Education? What's your title?
I'm a prevention specialist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've been working for Student Wellbeing for the last 10 years. It's been a long time.
A decade of Student Wellbeing.
Yes.
So you work under George Mann.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's my supervisor and a great person, great leader. So I've been doing this prevention work right after high school. I started with AmeriCorps tutoring program, and from there I went to student assistant representative, working with students, providing support groups at the schools, and now as a prevention specialist. It's been great. It's been great experience, great learning, and I'm glad for the opportunity of having this job and be able to share with families, with students, so many interesting and important things.
Yeah. Like your program that you're doing today. So prevention specialists have lots of different roles, right? Because there's like different grants and different programs. And
exactly. We have prevention programs in the area of drug and alcohol. We have prevention programs in the area of violence. Just different prevention programs. But what I would like to share with you today is about the nurturing parenting program.
Mm-hmm.
And this is prevention of child abuse. Prevention, it's so broad. It can cover so many areas.
It's not just telling people to stop it?
No, exactly. it's actually...
I can't go door to door and just knock on people's doors and say, look, don't use drugs. Didn't I just prevent it?
Oh, that would be awesome. But one thing also about this program is that it's in collaboration with between Behavioral Health and the Office of Education.
Absolutely, yes.
So it's a collaboration.
It's a collaboration.
Which makes it even better.
Absolutely, yes. We just provide one of the components of this whole plan, this program. It's very comprehensive. And we just do the parenting classes as a prevention effort. To reduce the incidence of abuse, to reduce the stress in families. And this program is not just for families that are already in the abuse, in the dysfunction, but it's also anybody can benefit from this parenting class.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.